I want to thank you for the word you've shared with me, Lord. And I just want to follow you. Do it the way you want it done. However you want it done. I thank you for it. I want to thank you for the years you let me live upon the earth. Sitting there, I was saying, I was counting the years. And anybody my age going to go back and get the reminiscing. So I was reminiscing about the things that you have taken me through, where I am now, and that I got a mind to go on. I have no stopping place, Father. Amen. I know how old I am, but my body ain't saying that. Not quite. I still got use of my hands, my feet, my legs, and though I'm having trouble with my hands, but you know what? God gave me a word to give you that I'm going to use. I say, listen, I want today, Lord, for let these people put their minds in a rocket and shoot it to the moon. Because God is getting ready to do things that you've never seen. Hallelujah. Shoot your mind to the moon. Because what God is putting out now through the word, you're going to have the Holy Ghost. And you're going to have some revelation and some understanding. So, Father, we thank you again. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint this vessel. I prayed all the week that you would anoint this vessel to really expound your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's the oracles of God. That they'll be able to understand. That we'll catch on to what you want to tell us, God. That we'll be willing, oh God, to pull on and push in. I ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And all the people say it. Amen. You may be seated now. Ain't that nice? Let y'all sit down now. I want you to go over to the third chapter of Acts. Amen. And we're going to read some of Acts. We're going to read Matthew 9. Somebody get Matthew 9 and 20. Somebody else get Mark 5:25. Somebody get Mark 5:25. So I'm going to have to go to these places. You help me here. Somebody get Luke 8:43. And I'm going to take Luke 1:65. But first we're going to go to Acts 3. I come here today with my heart seeing different things and with what I feel I have grown a little. I just want to thank the Lord. I do. I feel that God is wanting me to do something that I want to do. I want to go in Peter, and when I was sitting down talking to the Lord, he began to show me some things about himself and about us. Mostly about what he wants us to believe. How he wants to take us now. If you're willing to go, he'll take you. Yes, one thing I learned about God, he don't force nothing on nobody. Amen? But if you want to go where he's leading us, you're welcome. Amen. Plenty of good room where you want to go. One thing I know, when you come to the house of the Lord, come to praise him, come to worship him, get into praise, get into worship, because that is an atmosphere only that he works in. And we call it the anointing. We call it the presence of God. And I'm looking for the presence of God. And this morning I feel the presence of the Lord somewhat in this place. But I am looking for a greater anointing, a greater presence, a greater whatever, because he's a great God. There is no end to where he can take us. There is no end to what he can do for us. And I'm looking for this. I said, God, I don't want to just put you short. You know, hallelujah, I'm looking for something. And every day of my life, I'm looking for what I'm looking for. But what's she looking for? Well, I'm older and I have pains and aches sometimes. But I mean, my knees and legs and stuff work. I thank the Lord for that. Amen. And I'm questioning God about a lot of things. I'm not kidding. I'm questioning him about a lot of things. I'm asking him things. And I don't know if I got the answer. Sometimes, you know, you think you have the answer. But you don't always have the answer. So I want to go and I'm going to show you something what God showed us this morning. I want to read from the third chapter of Acts. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb, get that now, lame from his mother's womb, was carried because he couldn't walk, whom they laid daily, get that, they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now, while I'm on temple, go up to the 46th verse. Hallelujah. After the Holy Ghost fell in Acts 2, they sold their possessions and goods. You can read Acts, and we're studying Acts. And parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily, they who? The people who were filled, the people who were happy, the people who had joy, the people who had peace, the people who knew Jesus. They continued daily with one accord in the temple. There was other people going up there now. But they were noticeable, because something about you that is noticeable when you get filled with the Holy Ghost. When you get filled with Jesus, it's something about you. And you got a different conversation. You ain't talking like the other people. You ain't dragging in the church. You coming in the church and they say, "Woo, look like she glad to get in the church. Praise the Lord. We was glad when they said unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord." And so listen to this. So now I want you to know that they were going up there daily. I want you to get that now. They were going daily and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Skip back down to 3 on the third verse, or maybe the second verse. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily. Now what was the apostles them doing? They was going to the temple how daily. But when people went to the temple, not only they went, people went. The Jewish people, you talking about some religious people, they religious. So they was going to the temple daily. Listen. And when the man sat there, the Lord told me this. I really believe this now. He showed me in Luke 1:65. Lord, help me to do this thing right now. Luke 1:65. I can't lay this down. I have to have this. I forget something. I ain't like this. I just have to have it. Luke 1:65. Hallelujah. Read it, somebody. You got it.
And fear came on all that dwell around about them. And all these saying were noise abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea.
Okay, right there. Listen. Whatever was done in Jerusalem or around, it was told. Now, the Lord showed this to me. This man that sat there had heard something. Though they sit him, he was lame, but he was sitting at the temple. Stay with me. But he had heard about this man called Jesus. Why? Because he lived right there in Jerusalem. And it was what? The Holy Ghost fell in Jerusalem. Come on. Ain't nobody went on there and hid it. It was noise abroad what Jesus had done. It went all over everything what he had done. And the Lord showed me, say, he heard. You go tell the people that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to have your ears open to hear something. And when you hear it, you got to keep it in you. Don't worry about nobody else. Walk in faith. Faith will take you through and give you what you need. So when they heard it, he was sitting there, lame from his mother's womb. And they carried him in there. Carried him and set him there. He saw the people going in the room. And no, he's sitting down there with his cup. Money. Alms, give alms to the poor. And the people just come by dropping stuff in there, just dropping stuff. But he noticed these two men come there, and some are mobile, and they happy going in there. And he told Peter, you know, so-and-so, and, you know, did you see what Jesus? And we don't know what Jesus got. And he's looking at them, but they over too far, because The temple, the steps was wide. Now, God showed me this. The steps was wide. But he noticed. And so I don't know how many days he went in there. I don't know if they went daily into the temple. I'm not adding nothing. I'm just telling what Jesus told me. They went into the temple. But all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost kind of touched them. Said, get over. Said, y'all go in there a little. And they went in a little bit early. And it was on the side where the man could get to them. You see what I'm saying? Watch it. Now, watch the word in what Luke wrote here. Ooh, jeez, I know this God. I never would have seen this. Who sing? Peter and John about to go into the temple. About to go. He said, well, I got to get them. Ass and arm. He said, I know they'll help me. These men have been, arms. But see, he didn't know nothing about really the facts about Jesus healing. He heard about it. But maybe these men, they'll give me some money. I'll take that. Hey, I need that. I can use that. And these people are generous people because they came from this man called Jesus of Nazareth. So he's shaking his cup. Praise the Lord. Now watch it. Now watch this. Now watch it, children. Let the Holy Ghost help you. He said, who said they? He was about to go into the temple asking on. And the Bible said, and Peter looked at him. He stopped. He's shaking his cup and he stopped. And Peter looked at this man. Eyes of love. Eyes of compassion. Eyes of love. Listen, the man had to have something. Come on, children. He had to have something. Read the Bible. Then Peter said, I ain't got no silver. What you may be looking for. And maybe he was looking for something else. And I ain't got no gold. But such as I have, I give to you. Yes. Listen, now, wait a minute now. And then he said, see, there's a lot of Jesus in there. Y'all know other folk were named Jesus. But this man knew that this Jesus came from Nazareth. Oh, my God. So he said, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Rise up. And he took him by the right hand. And the Bible says, pulled him up, and because he had heard about Jesus of Nazareth, he heard the man could heal. He heard what he heard, some of these things. Now God told me that. That man got up. Here's the Bible say his ankle bones. And if, you know, here it is. You've heard too. But a lot of times people get sick and they got this. He won't do it for me. Well, what's wrong with me? I've been sick and I've been asking God. Amen. I've been asking God. We all been asking. I've been asking God too. I want you to know that. But I'm going to walk. And you're going to walk today. You're going to walk in belief. You got to listen and you got to hear what God is saying. And the name of this message. And I don't use the name messages. Hallelujah. I don't use a name, but I got a name for this one. Praise the Lord. The name of it is Look to Receive. Expect to receive. Amen. The Bible says, oh, y'all got me happy now. He was expecting to receive something. The Bible didn't say he was expecting to receive a lot of money. He was expecting to receive something. Read it. Read it. Read it. He said, when Peter said, well, I ain't got no gold and silver. He said, but in the name of the greatest name on earth and in the earth and under the earth, he said, in the authority of this name, get up and walk. And that man just said, well, wait a minute, I ain't never said about it. But no, that man said, he talking about that man I heard about. He talking about the man I heard about. My cousin told me. My sister told me. Somebody told me about this man of name Jesus of Nazareth. Somebody told me. And I went, woo, he done passed by here. He loves me like he do. Oh, my God. He couldn't think of. And the Bible say, the man got up. And the Bible say, he tried to hold on to Peter now. Praise the Lord, number 10. And he said, hallelujah. And they knew that it was their people. He started running and jumping and hollering and screaming. They said, that's that man that was lame. That's the man that was lame. Praise the Lord. Don't stop. want what you want. Don't stop expecting what you expect. They're going to say, Leonard, that's the man. You know, he worked at Dearborn. That's that dude. Hallelujah. He out praising God. He out telling us, you know what? I went to church. Praise God. And God delivered me from cancer. That's that dude. He used to, don't y'all know, he's a nice guy. He walks through and he speaks to everybody. That's him. Is it you? I said, is it you? Come on now. That's that DD. Yeah, you remember that lady used to come and she had a cane and she couldn't hardly walk and her knees was hurting her. But look at her now. She walking. Hallelujah. She jumping. Hallelujah. She done went to church. And she done got healed. Praise the Lord. Well, what happened? I think she told me something about a man named Jesus. You know, they church preach Jesus. Y'all, ooh, Jesus. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. Woo! I say, I'm so excited. I'd come here today. I say, Lord, show us how to get in a place. Show us what to sing. Show us how to praise you. I got some praise songs I'm going to give brother. I didn't break them out today, but I got some, and I'm going to give it to brother so he can put it up here. I said, Lord, we're going to worship you, and we're going to praise you. We're going to lift you up. Praise the Lord, and get this place saturated where you can come down. Praise the Lord, because I believe the angel of the Lord is here today. The Bible says the angels are his ministers. And I'm ready to believe whatever he said. I'm ready to believe that. Hallelujah. I believe the angels of the Lord are here. I was listening. I went to got this hair. This hair was looking poopsie yesterday. It was hanging all this way. And I said, well, I can't have this mess all in my face. So I had to pull it all back and put me a bun back. I can't have this. I guess somebody said, what happened to your hair back here? I can't be going, no, that ain't none of me. That just ain't none of me. Praise God. You know, try to be yourself. And all the people at the shop say, boy, she really looking good. Boy, she looking, you going to be looking good tomorrow. I said, well, if I ain't going to be looking good with a bun, I ain't going to be looking good. I ain't wearing this mess, you know, hanging in my face, and I got to go like, please. That ain't none of me. But anyway, I was talking to this girl. She's my hairdresser. Sweet little thing. She said, you know what? I saw an angel when I was a little girl. And we got into that, you know. She said, I know it was an angel, Miss Davis. I saw this angel. And I said to my mother, look. And my mother didn't see it. But she said, I saw an angel. I believe God. She said, I believe God. I believe in the power of God. I'm going to listen. I'm sitting down in the chair, and we got to talking. She said, I believe. And she had me facing the outside of where you come in, Walmart. I said, boy, I'll tell you. And so she started. But see, you know, there are people, praise God, that have had experiences with God. Right now, you don't have the experience, and you ain't told nobody about it. Yet you don't have a spirit you can't explain, and you think people think you crazy. That's why you ain't told nobody. But the Holy Ghost knows. Them experiences he gave you. When you were a child, maybe you were little. Maybe you was 3. Maybe you was 5. Maybe you remember something when you was about 6 or 8, a little before after you went to school. There's something supernatural happened to you. Amen. Amen. And you don't want to tell it because you think people think you're crazy. I'm telling you, it's time now. Somebody ain't gonna think you crazy. Because the girl, now this is the second time I have been under her. I went the first time she did my hair, this is the second time. And she never told me that. So we getting a little close, so we can get, you know, kind of get in here, get a little close here. But she telling me them secret things. Praise the Lord. I say, Lord, I thank you. Fine, I found out she got a mother that's in New York or somewhere supposed to come. She got a brother and 2 sisters, and praise the Lord, and she cooked something for what she cooked Friday and what she did. Praise the Lord. You know, we getting in together, getting close together. Praise the Lord. But the Lord told me to tell you, praise the Lord, he said, get in the word. Learn what you're supposed to have in God. He said, walk it. He said, now you all that know God, he said, you learn it. He said, you quote it. You walk every day in it. Praise the Lord. And then start expecting God to move for you. Expecting to move. Don't listen to what people say. Expect them to move. Hallelujah. Now, this man, he tried to hold him there. By the way, They couldn't say nothing because this man was 40, about in his 40s. So when they took Peter, let me tell you, the church took Peter in. The church, it's going to be, who you think you're going to get your thing from? The church. That's where your persecution is going to come. Don't let it be you, but it's the church that's going to persecute you. Well, we didn't do it like that. Hallelujah. And they were so far away, I don't know what they had to say. They didn't believe in nothing. And so they didn't know what to do with Peter and him because they was afraid that the people would, you know, say something or do something if they tried to, you know, they couldn't do nothing with them. They had nothing on them. And the man that was healed, he was standing right there with him. He's standing right there. Oh, yeah. They know he didn't have no legs to walk. They know his legs was twisted up. And he let me. And they want to say something, but they're looking at them legs. They're looking at his body. Oh, we better shut up. Because we can't deny. God is getting ready to do something that man can't deny. God don't do something for you that man can't deny, that it was God that did it. I'm telling you, children of God. God gonna do something for you. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you. You read in the throes of having something done. I'm getting crazy up here. Y'all better watch me now. I'm getting crazy because I believe everything you need, God got it. I believe that, sister. I'll be praying for some of y'all to get some teeth. Y'all better watch me. I ain't talking about false ones either. I believe God got teeth up there. I believe he got bones up there. I believe he got arms up there. I believe he got legs up there. And I'm getting ready to call me some legs. I'm getting ready to call me an arm somewhere. I'm getting ready to call it. Because I believe God can do it. And I told God, I said, Lord, what he said, get it in. People got to believe. He said, because I went places and I could do nothing because people didn't believe. So we're going to build our faith. Yes. Say, Lord, I'm going to build my faith to believe in you. Hallelujah. Always you. It's going to have to be him. But where things are going, where they're doing with the Social Security program, the way they're doing this and that, and all them devils up in there working. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God, is these messages is coming because he wants us to believe. He wants us to believe in him. Praise the Lord. People come here and just preach until they get a hernia almost. He wants us to believe in him. I say he wants us to believe in him. You show me in the Bible where it say, because you old, you got to have this. I told God, you should have left me something in this word. So he had me to listen to a man named Mr. Sadeki. He was a Muslim. And the worst case of shingles broke out on him that they ever seen. His body was shutting down. He's a Muslim. He didn't know God. His body was shutting down and everything, and he was dying. But somebody in the school told him about Jesus. So he said, he called on Muhammad for about an hour. Then nothing happened. But then he said, now Jesus, they told me you're a healer. If you're up there, he said, hear me. Praise God and heal my body. And all of a sudden, a light came in his room. I'm telling you, there's a Jesus that we own. We own him. He's our father. He's our friend. He's our master. Praise the Lord. And he's ready for us to call on him. He walked in there, touched that man. And then that shingles began to dry up. The next day, the doctors come in. They said, Mr. Sadeki, his name is Sadeki. I remember his name, Sadeki. He said, Mr. Sadeki, something's going on. Said the stuff is drying up. He said, yeah. I said, Jesus came in there. Now look, Kosha, look at here now. He's a Muslim. And he ain't believing no Jesus. But he said, Jesus came in my room last night. Then they looked at him. Hey, what you going to say? Well, who you think came in here? He said, Jesus come in my room and he touched me. He said, now I'm whole. Praise the Lord. So he went home and the stuff was still, it dried up. So he said the next day he got up and he took a shower. And they said, now don't get wet. And he took a shower. He said for an hour and that stuff just started dropping off him. Just dropping all the scales and stuff. Now he really believing in this Jesus now. Let me get my Bible and study about this Jesus that just walked in my room. They say he don't exist, but I know what he done for me. Listen to this. Now, here's something that you better catch on. He got married. And his wife got sick. She would fall on the floor and do this and that. And he took her to the hospital, to the doctor. And they said she got multiple cirrhosis. Come on now. Now, the average one will say, I've heard in the Christian world, Jesus wants us to do this and give glory to him and praise. We just got to learn how to carry. You know, I'm going to tell you. I believe that all sickness is the devil. It's a spirit. Jesus called it a spirit of sickness. He didn't call, I don't care if it's Catholic, what it is, it's a spirit. I believe that. I do. And you got to start to believe it so you know that he ain't supposed to be there. So he told his wife, he said, honey, the Lord healed me of this. He said, now I'm going to put this, wait a minute now. He gave her a year worth of tapes, brother. See, this is what we don't do. He put tapes in there of every healing that Jesus did. You know, not only bias, he put in everything of healing. And for 2 years, that woman listened to them tapes. For 2 years. He said, honey, you ready? She said, God. Because she, you know, they were Muslims. And she listened to it for 2 years. But at the end of them 2 years, Jesus came to her and healed her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And they are preaching the gospel. What I'm saying is this. You've been waiting, wait on. Because if you're waiting and you're waiting on Jesus, he's going to come. I'm not telling you something. I'm waiting. My hands hurt me so bad sometime in the night. I have them. I say, I don't care. I say, devil, I know who you are, and I don't rebuke the devil. I had everybody praying for me. I don't have y'all pray for me. I don't understand what's going on. I say, I don't understand, but I'm going to walk in faith. I said, Lord, thanks for this morning. Praise God. I said, Lord, I know I need my hands. I need my hands. I need my body. You put my feet in my head. I need it. Somebody called me last night. No, I was talking to Sister Minnie. She said, oh, Sister Davis, she said, I said, I'm fine except my hand. She said, you know, our church has been praying for me. I thought to myself, good Lord, everybody praying for me. So I go back, I said, Lord, what's wrong with me? Am I not believing you or what? And so it'll get better sometime. This one, it got to where I was losing this finger. I said, oh, no, devil, No, I'm just trying to tell you something. So I'm walking. I'm walking in faith, just like you are. Don't think I'm just way up, but no, I'm right where you are. I'm right down here. I'm walking. I know the Lord has heard my cry. I know he's heard the prayers of the people. I know he sees where I am. I know he knows my uprising and my downsetting. I know he does. Praise the Lord. And I know he knows what I can bear. Praise the Lord. When I try to, you know, I love crafts. I'm trying to make the kids crafts for Christmas. Dolls. And I love to make stuff. I love to make you stuff. But I can't hardly do nothing because my hands be hurting me so bad. I said, but God, let it hurt. I said, hallelujah. I'm going to still trust you. I'm going to 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 trust you. Then one day I'm going to get up, Clay, and I'm going to look up just like my arm when it was, you know, my arm, it had a, it was a, what that stuff, what is it? In that bone up there. But one day I got up and I could lift my arm. I said, Lord, just like I lift my arm, I'm going to be able to use my hands. I'm going to walk, hallelujah, and don't feel sorry for me. I ain't shucking. I don't want you crying for me. Don't feel sorry for me. No, just say, God, thank the Lord, give her the grace to keep on moving. Give her the grace to keep on moving. Now, oh, praise the Lord. Feeling pretty good today. You know, sometimes I say, well, he done it. And then, you know, then I say, but I still claim it. I say, he done it. I can move him. This thing, I couldn't even bend his hand like this. I know what it is, that dirty devil, what it is. Ain't nothing cute he do. Nothing cute. What scripture did I say? I've got one more thing. I don't want to leave you too long. Hallelujah, Jesus. Luke, I want you to read Matthew 9:20. This is about the same woman. I want to show you what God showed me. Hallelujah. Remember now, all these things were named Noah's the broad. When Jesus do something, people talk about it. Yeah. You know, this man wasn't sitting there, he never heard nothing. He heard it. He just, it's people that's heard now. But they don't believe it. But they heard. I want you to know I had to look where this woman. This woman was from Gathering. I thought she was from Galilee somewhere. But I kept reading, and I found she was from Gathering. Well, that man that was in the tombs that had the 2,000 devils that was cast out of him. Praise the Lord. I found that through study. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I want you to turn first to Matthew 9 and 20. Praise God. All this is about this woman now. And then I'm going to let you go. Praise God. I'm hoping that you got something. Because I'm telling you, I got a tiger by the tail. Y'all ready to get well? All right now. Matthew 9 and 20. Praise the Lord. Praise God. 9 and 20. You know, people love me. I just really appreciate your love for me. I do. And the woman, let's see. Okay. Yes, sir. And I think this is a good one. While he spoke these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, my daughter's dead. Y'all know about that one. Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. But while he was gone, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him, touched the hem of his garment. But for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment. Now, how she know that? She done heard something. She done heard about Jesus. She said, if I could just touch him. All I got, he ain't got to speak to me. He ain't got to put no oil on my head. He ain't got to, all I got to do is just get to touch him. And when I touch him, she said, I know, listen. Then she said, I shall be whole. You got to expect God to do something for you. You got to expect it. You got to look for it and you got to expect it. She said, I know if I touch him, I just got to touch him. I'm going to be made whole. He ain't got to do nothing. But Jesus turned himself about. And listen to this. He said to her, daughter, because see, he know when you touch him. Be of good courage, comfort. What did he say? Thy faith has made. Now, the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So to get faith, she had to hear something. She got to say, she said, I'm sick. I've been sick 12 years. I've been running to the doctor, spending all my money. How am I going to help someone when I get old? You know how they worry about that. Yeah. Praise the Lord. She said, but if that rabbi ever come near this town, if he ever just come near, oh Jesus, oh God of Jacob, Isaac, hallelujah, let him just come near where I can get to him. I'm not asking him to preach to me. I'm asking him, I just want to touch him because I believe that he came from God. I believe that he came forth from God. I believe that he's the Messiah. I believe that, and all I got to do is just touch him. And if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be well. The Bible says, hallelujah, Jesus. She had to hear it because faith comes by hearing. He said her faith made her whole, and she couldn't get no faith without hearing. That's biblical. Is that what the Bible says? And I said, Lord, hallelujah. I like Matthew's account because he said your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And so listen, when you get prayed for, it didn't say now that moment. Now Matthew didn't say that. He said from that hour in that time period, praise the Lord, she was made whole. I'm telling you, the devil gave her a heyday during that time and there. He told her, you ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting nothing. I'm talking about Matthew, what Matthew said. Y'all see what I'm saying? And just so happened that he do touch you. And you go home. And say, well, ain't nothing changed. You know how we do. Amen. But you ain't talking about the person. You got your mind up on the person. You got to wait on Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Because he going to do what he say. Yeah, I say he going to do what he say. I say he going to do what he say. Praise the Lord. Mark 5:25. Now Mark tells a different version. I'm getting there, y'all. I'm going to let you go. Ooh, Jesus. Mark 5. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm feeling good here. Mark 5:25. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, howbeit Jesus suffered him. Look at this. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not. This man he had healed, this possessed with the devils. Now that's how I knew that this woman was from the town of Gadarene. Because he had cast the devil, thousands of devils out of this man. And he had gone, but the man wanted him to go with him. Said, oh, let me go with you. He said, let me go. He said, no, go home to your friends and tell how great things the Lord has done for you and has had compassion on you. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. Okay, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship, wait a minute, stay with me now, into another place, and he was nigh unto to the sea, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and asked him, my daughter is at home, at the point of death. Now, each one of them say what they felt. I pray thee that you lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall be alive. He believed Jesus could do anything. Pray. Right now, anytime you read these accounts, you're going to read her. First, Jairus come first, and then her. And so a certain woman which had an issue of blood, hallelujah, 12 years, praise the Lord, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent her money. Now, how did I say she was born in Gadarene? Because let me see what scripture that was. Let's go to Luke 8. She was from the town because the Bible said, okay, I want you now to stay with the woman here. I'm going to let you go. Now, in Luke 8, is that Luke 8? Did I say Luke 8? I want you to go to the 38th verse. Luke 8, 38. Now the man of whom the devils was departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away saying, return to your house and show how great things God has done for you. He went his way and published. Wait a minute now, look. He went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done to him. Came to pass that when Jesus was returned, so he went back to Gadarene. See that? He went back to Gadarene. He said, because this man had told what had happened to him. And they knew that this man was a pure nut. He was crazy. They could do nothing with this man. And behold, there came a, now listen, it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him now. They're waiting for him now. Now Jairus comes. Jairus comes when he was in Gadarene. He said, and behold, there came a man named Jairus. All right. Then the woman comes behind him, number 44, or number 43. And a woman having an issue of blood, which had spent all her living, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, or his tallit. And immediately her issue of blood staunched. And Jesus said, who touched me? Because when you touch him, he feels it. He's filled with our infirmity. He knows where we are. And she said, if somebody has touched me, Jesus said, somebody touched me, I know because the virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw, number 47, that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him, declaring unto him, hallelujah, before all the people, for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed, she testified. He said, her daughter, be of good courage. Listen again, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, she wasn't the only one that touched him. Amen. You ain't the only one that got what you got. You ain't the only one. I'm not the only one that got the hands messed up. There's some people, I look at their face, oh, God, Jesus. You know, you be looking. I look when I go to the head of him, I say, oh, Lord, I please. I got to lay hands on people. People be scared to death if I come with land. You know, help me, Jesus, help me. Yeah. But when I found out, she wasn't the only one. Yeah. Everybody was touching him. Yeah. Anywhere they could put their hands on. But there is a touch. Yeah. There is a touch that he feels. He's filled with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows us by name. He know where you are. He heard your prayer. He heard my prayer. Hallelujah. And I said, I just pray. I said, Lord, give me faith to touch you. Amen. Amen. Because I know when I touch you. Now, here he is. You can pray all you want. I got to have faith to touch him. So I'm just admitting it. Something wrong with my faith. I said, so, Lord, maybe you waiting for, because I give him a little leeway though. I said, Lord, maybe you waiting at a certain time so you know you can make it, you know. Jesus hears you. He hears you when you call. He loves you. Much more than you ever believed. We don't really understand the love of Christ. I don't understand the love of Jesus. And when the devil try to put you down and you ain't this and you ain't that, God shakes his head. Because the Bible say the devil is the accuser of the brethren. And the Bible say he accuses them day and night. Right before God, he's standing, you know, son, I said, but Jesus stands. And the blame, you got to believe now. Because remember he told Peter, he said, Satan want to sift you as wheat. He didn't say, but I'm going to get in there and knock him out. No, he said, I pray for you that your faith don't fail. Jesus is praying for us up there that our faith don't fail. He done already done what he going to do. He said, it's finished at the cross. So when my daughter called me, she said, I said, yeah, it's finished. I'm healed. I just got to pick it up and believe it somewhere. I said, Lord, look like it's hard for me to believe you for everything else. Well, I said, now, how did I believe him for that? Let me see. Amen. It could be. I don't care what it is because I know my help is on the way. Yes, God. Your help is on the way. Hallelujah. I say your help on the way because the helper is in here. Amen. And the moment that we touch him by faith,
yes, Lord. Yes.
It's ours.
Yes.
I don't care who else done touched him. I don't care who in this church done got it, who ain't got it. When you touch him, that's it. So I'm asking him, Lord, let me touch you. You know what I'm saying? Let me touch him. I ain't going to get before my people and say, eep, eep, eep. I do brag about other stuff now. Help me, Jesus. Because I tell of all his marvelous works. I read Psalms 32 and it said, he tells, I publish with a verse of thanksgiving and I tell all that he done done. Amen. I'm grateful to the Lord, sister. I'm grateful I can walk. I'm grateful I can get up in the morning. I'm grateful that I can get on my knees. I'm grateful to God. And I tell him with tears, Lord, I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to you, Lord. And so whatever comes my way, most times we cause it. Now, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into that now. You get to read, brother, you did this thing, could send us all that stuff, telling us about. We know we don't eat right, half of us don't. A lot of this stuff come from what we done. But instead, God is so good. Get out, get out, get out, get out. And you may not have understood it. God ain't holding that against you. The body holds it against you, and you suffer. But God is here to rectify. Ain't that something? Everybody, he healed. They done something. But God is here to rectify. Come, children of God. Come expecting.
Yes,
sir. Come expecting. And spend the week this week. Friday will be the beginning of the church being open for 10 days for Pentecost. But spend the rest of this week telling God, say, God, help me. I don't care what you got. I don't care how long you done had it. Just say, Lord, when I get to go to church, listen. You get to the place, you say, when I go to church, I'm going to get thus and thus. Because your inheritance is among the saints. Now, that's what you got to believe. I got a teaching on that. I'm teaching the kids, too. Praise the Lord. But your inheritance is among the saints. And say, Lord, I've been sick, and I'm really tired of being sick. I know you're tired of being sick. Show me, Lord, what to do. And then I'm looking for you to heal me. Don't be shy. Amen. She wasn't shy. Glory. By Levitical law, she wasn't even supposed to be among them people. She said, y'all just better get out the way. She said, they ain't going to know no blood except for the people that knew her. What's she doing here? But they were so trying to get to him that they ain't paid her no attention. And she took advantage of that. Praise the Lord. She excused me and put some over her head and got down. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to get down where nobody can see me. Praise the Lord. Because they'd have pulled her out of there. She wasn't supposed to be around people when she had blood on her. But you know what? You won't care. When you need something from God, you don't care what people say. You won't care nothing. Hallelujah. That's where you got to get to. You got to get to where you don't care what nobody say. You don't care about nothing except getting to Jesus. I got to get to Jesus. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I don't care how long we've been here. Brother, I don't care. Brother Mark, I don't care. I'm still looking for you to just be from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. I'm looking for you to be all the way well because we're serving Jesus. I'm looking for it. I am. I'm looking for it. Well, devil said, when they come, I said, you shut up. You just mad because you know he's going to get this. You just mad because you know, praise the Lord, people going to be sitting there and their ears going to open and everything else going to happen. You just mad. You just mad. Well, you just scratch your horns and get glad because I'm going to still preach it. I'm going to preach it. About this wonderful Jesus. Stand on your feet. Father, in Jesus' name. Ooh, Lord, I've delivered my soul. Most people in here is waiting on something. Waiting on a move or the end of something or waiting on this or that. And I can't do nothing but preach the gospel. I can't lay hands on it unless you say. Because I'm not a healer. I'm a servant. I'm a servant, brother. I can encourage you. But I'm going to tell you, when the Holy Ghost whispers, he know. I told him before, the first devil I ever cast out of this girl, she came to the church. She was full of the devil. She got to the altar and she was speaking in some kind of tongues. Well, I was younger, the Lord. The Lord said, that's not me. I said, no, it don't sound like you. And all of a sudden she turned toward me. She said, I'll kill you. And she started growling like an animal. Well, just so happened, two or three of the ladies wouldn't let me stay because the Lord told me to dismiss the church. I said, dismiss the church and let everybody go home. But two of them saints, the Pogues. No, so we ain't leaving you here with her. We're not going to leave you here with her. So two of them stayed with me. And we prayed for that woman. We prayed. I didn't know what to say. You know, this is the first time I ever met anything like that. But I said, Lord, what should I do? He said, cast the devil out of her. Oh. So I got up. Got in front of her. You know, what they do on TV. Heck, I didn't know. I was just about wore out. So I said, oh, Lord. Oh, dear Jesus. She had got, she was like a snake. She crawled under the seat like a snake. But you can tell you about the, no, she wasn't there, but Joyce. And I got up on the seat. I told y'all this 50 times. And she said, he said, tell her that I died. Simple. I died for her. 2,000 years ago, I paid the price. And I said, Jesus died to me. And she said, oh, thank you. Thank you. I said, I got him now. I got him. I got bold and I got, flexing my muscles now. I got him. Hallelujah. And when the Lord told me what to say, I said, something come out of that girl that looked like devils. I wasn't going to touch it. But this girl that was with me, they was real strong Christians, I guess. Since they will get this, we'll wipe it up. And they got up and they wiped. I was glad because I wasn't going to touch it, whatever it was. And they got it and put it and throw it in the toilet. She got up off that floor. She must have been 200 or 300 pounds. She grabbed me and threw me up in the air. thank you. And she just grabbed me. I said, oh, my Lord. Okay, honey, all right, all right. So from there, I've had experiences that, you know, I could tell you, but I want some new experiences. I want some new devils. I want to do something. I told God, I said, Lord, I'm tired of living on them past experiences. I cast the devil out two or three times. Praise God. Me and Keith was together one time. He can tell you about it. Praise God. But you know what? God is still real. If, you know, I don't want to live back there. I don't want to always have to tell you about that. So your pastor is praying for some new stuff. Your pastor praying for some right now stuff. I said, Lord, you help me. Because when I was younger, I could fast. Woo, Jesus, I'd fast a week, 7 days, for our food, water, and gold, another 7 days. But I can't do that no more. He said, do what you can. Do what you can. He only requires what you can. So I'm trying to do what I can. Thank you, Jesus. I just love the Lord. Hallelujah. I say I love the Lord. You want to believe with me today? I want you to come and set your face to getting what you need from God. Your miracle. You need a miracle?
Yes.
Come on. We believing for miracles today. Purity.